Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
I'm having a surprise party for Jeff for his birthday. So I'm going to have it on the 20th, which is 3 days before his birthday. He'll never know, but I need you to help with the ruse.
First of all, it's a terrible idea.
Why?
Number one, people hate surprise parties.
No. You, maybe.
No.
Everybody I know loves a surprise party.
Oh, that's fun?
Yes.
That's fun. Ah!
Nobody's doing
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
Oh, Larry.
That's EA Snake. Hopefully we get some of that tonight. It's the sweet spot. We are at the Woodford Reserve Musers Ticket Compound, and at 257, starting in center field, batting ninth, it's Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and GimmeTheVin.com brings you Jack Hammer Monty.
You're not going to move him up in the order? Just to start out the season. Maybe put him at...
Well, new baseball,
seven.
You have the worst batter hitting eighth now.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Ham's a speed guy. It's like it's having two leadoff hitters.
Yeah, wraparound.
Yeah.
Ham.
Ham doing anything is funny.
It is.
I know.
He's got a nerd rope hanging out of his mouth.
Yeah, can I still wear my jeans?
Yeah, jeans. He's got a...
Black jeans.
He did wear jeans at that home run derby a few years ago.
He's got a Dr. Pepper and... Fruit Loops in his pocket.
Apple Jacks.
Yeah.
Warheads.
Well, we say hello to our compound friends, the Hardline, Bob, Corby,
Bob,
Dave.
Corby.
Dave.
We have Afternoon Jub.
Yo.
Yeah! And we're compounding. Right, bros?
Compounding.
Totes.
Hard.
We're docking.
Let's take them pants off.
Well, how are you guys in the heat that we're in right now as we traveled west?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't know how you guys,
it's
and Bob,
a dry heat here,
Bob,
though.
You're not involved in this. You have passed the test of flying colors. How do you guys wear your feet prisons?
Because I wore
shoes.
These,
yeah. Because what y'all wear are the most uncomfortable horse hockey footwear that a human has ever come up with.
No, bro. Mm-hmm. Burks and Hari Maris.
Yeah.
Are the jam.
I brought my Hari Maris.
Bob wears the toe splitter, and you wear the toe jammer.
These are just Burks.
Toe splitter and
I gotta
toe
tell
jammer.
You, I got to tell you, I thoroughly enjoy seeing my co-host's toes. Mm.
You see a lot of them.
You are a feet guy.
Have either of you guys ever in your life had a pedicure?
Yeah. Within the last 2 months.
You know the answer to that. Absolutely not.
Golf pants.
Well, why would I do that?
Because they're great.
But then you got to go places. And
no, it's actually not bad.
Go places.
Pay someone
something.
Will they
massage your calf, Bob?
There's a little bit of that sometimes, but is a wife-driven activity, and we call it a date.
Couples. Oh,
you guys get the loungers next to one another and hold hands.
I'll bet you once you get home, you guys are... ready to go at it.
With our properly
searching for a term, sure where he was going. Say on the radio.
What are you going to do with those smooth feet, honey?
Oh, hey.
That is...
What?
Well, you're now the SGA of Dallas.
Well, I get to the free throw line quite a bit.
Super gay ass munch.
Wow.
I wonder if that could
bring
be his nickname.
Back to sports.
No, SGA. No.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's SGA stand for?
Yeah, super gay ass munch.
Super gay ass munch.
Well, to be fair though,
snatch.
If you're going,
to mean,
wouldn't it be worse if you're finding a pedicure on your own as like single guy?
No, it's great.
Really?
Nothing wrong with it. Get a nice little glass of champagne.
That's not, I don't care what you wear out here at the compound.
See, you're lying.
I thought corporate came
maybe
down
Cosmo,
on
mix it up.
Basically, 2023, 2024, NBA Most Valuable Player, Super Gay Ass Munch.
They did, but not on us.
Well, Ass Munch had
that was more for like BTO and K-Dog and those guys.
So they wouldn't wear sales.
Trying to wear flip-flops into sales meetings with high-level clients.
Cannonball.
I brought some slides for later on.
Wearing suits with
cash.
Flip-flop.
Yeah. Okay. So your feet sweat, and I just don't know how you do that.
Do you ever do the Crocs?
Feet?
Oh, yeah.
Crocs are where it's at.
But now Crocs are, like, in style for the youngins, for the kids.
And they put those little figurines inside them.
Yeah, it's crazy. Those were like the most old man gardening shoes when they first came out.
Yeah.
And now kids have adopted them as like badass footwear.
Hmm. There's definitely a maximum temperature for closed toe shoes.
Yeah.
It's probably
I disagree.
High 90s. Right?
Yeah,
I if I wore those right now throughout the end of the day, like from 3 o'clock until 1 o'clock, I'd have to throw them away.
Because you'd sweat so much?
I just couldn't handle it. They would just stink. And
sneakers, bro.
I wonder what today's date is.
Official Wesley.
Yeah, Monty's just fuming back.
Oh, sorry, Monty.
Oh, yeah.
No, like, let's. Do you wear Reeboks? What about Reeboks?
Do you ever have a pair of capas?
All right, go ahead, Monty.
Today is Wednesday, May the 8th, the 129th day of 2024, 237 days left in the year. On this day in 1846, we had the first major battle of the Mexican-American War, fought in Palo Alto, Texas. The U.S. forces led by General Zachary Taylor were able to beat back Mexican forces.
Of all the music from all the cultures, has Mexican music changed the least? Like back then, they probably had a song just like that we heard.
They played La Cucaracha on the battlefield.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, this feels like...
Right.
Yeah, this is what they played as they were marching into battle.
I always got that on the Carpenters.
Dave Roundtree.
TV a lot, yeah.
I feel like that was a TV. Think of me,
babe, Dave Roundtree, the drummer for Blur, 60.
Hell yeah.
Turning 55 today is Robert M. Hensel. He is a disability activist who set the Guinness World Record for farthest nonstop wheelchair wheelie. At 6.2 miles.
Wow.
All right, Justin.
Let's go, Justin.
6 miles?
You can do this.
He's in a wheelchair.
Come on, Monty. You can do this.
I love the wackos. Is that like with a helmet, though?
In case he goes toppling backwards?
Yeah, we don't want to mess with concussions. Wheelchair concussions.
Yeah, you don't want wheelchair CTE. I don't know, but yeah, there's a carrot for
Six
me.
6 miles. Did he have one of those
wheels that are
tilted in?
Those I don't know. Cool. I need to find
those
the video.
Like the super athletes.
Yeah, that's for like racing.
Murder ball.
Stuff.
Murder ball. Yeah.
Yeah.
They tennis, tried to film it, but it took 23 days.
Dennis.
It's got to be a lot of the same basic techniques like Tony Hawk on a BMX, right?
Turning 49 today, Enrique Iglesias.
Maybe.
Jump rails.
Olivia Culpo is 32. That's Miss USA. She's currently dating Christian McCaffrey.
I'm also a fan.
I figured Daddy was a fan.
They're about to get married. Corby's jealous.
Turning 28 today.
Yeah.
Daniel Hernandez.
I want to watch.
Tekashi 6ix9ine. He's 28. Also turning 28 today.
Nice.
I thought Tekashi 6ix9ine died. Or am I thinking
of XXX,
get up. Get
you're
out
thinking
of here.
About
get out.
Go!
You're thinking of Tupac.
His old team. Revenge game.
Turning 28 revenge today series. Is adult film star Peter Pounder.
I'm also a fan.
Who I sent you a photo, Corby, if you'd like to share it with the class.
Okay.
Greatness.
Is 112 exit velocity good?
Yeah.
He's been in
that's
films.
Barreled. All right.
Is that a
Peter Pounder had 112 exit velocity?
Here's Peter Pounder with Monty and Ham's crude drawing of the rest of him with his abs and a C-section scar.
And he looks like he has Franken-penis.
Yeah.
Why did you give him a C-section scar, too?
I don't know.
It's his artistic trademark.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's not a real Monty if they don't have a C-section scar.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Gordon used to draw on, like, every newspaper up at the studio?
He would draw a nutsack on somebody's chin?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he'd put a wiener on women. And just,
yeah. Yeah.
It's the most third-grade thing.
It really
Boba
is.
Fett is in
it's almost as though
the
he
most
had
disappointing. Fact that newspapers don't exist anymore is that Gordon can't draw
a wiener on him. Peter Pounder was in films such as Tasty Tushy, Hung and Horny, Make Your Stepmommy Pregnant,
Whoa.
And why do they have to use mommy?
the one that won him an AVN award, I inseminated my sister.
He was in the Entourage movie.
No, I don't think he was in that.
He has a very complicated family.
He really does.
He's just knocking them up willy-nilly.
I mean,
it's up to go to Ancestry.com and figure out that.
Yeah. Mike D'Antoni, 73.
He hasn't been invited to many.
Bill Cowher, 67. Lovey Smith, 66. You know, former Ranger great Adrian Gonzalez, 42. Kevin Stefanski, also 42.
The family gossip.
Adrian Gonzalez, that's that little guy that was the little
Altuve
guy.
He wasn't little in any
boat.
Any
midgets.
And they threw him down a
well. They were hiding him in a closet.
Yeah, they put him in a well.
He was a high pick in the race draft.
Turning 37 today.
Found him in the well.
Felix Jones.
What did we flip him for, Adrian?
He's black.
Chris Young.
Felix Jones, faster than a Velociraptor, right? Isn't that who they had him racing?
Kimba Walker, 34.
The Pro Museum.
Lane Johnson, also 34.
Boomer.
Lewis Brinson.
Yeah,
a blinter fielder, 30.
Blue. Top prospects.
Michael Penix Jr. is 24. Born on this day, now dead. Don Rickles.
The great Don Rickles.
Puck.
When I was a kid, I just figured he was the funniest guy in the world because he was on every show.
He
and
was.
Everyone died laughing.
Every movie.
I know. Every old person.
All
he
had to do was call somebody a hockey puck and everyone would just die laughing.
Also,
there was something funny to his very curmudgeonly delivery, though. I don't know what it was, but like going back and watching that stuff. And the fact that he ragged on the guys like Frank Sinatra that no one else touched.
Yeah.
You know, like he went after royalty.
He's like Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
He perfected the cocky sniff, too.
The what he sniffed?
Yeah. Or
Down the State Still Dead.
Commercials where he was the carpet?
Vaguely, yes.
Don't stop me, you cocky puck.
Down the State Still Dead in 2021, Beau Obama, which was Obama's family's Portuguese water dog, the first dog of the White House.
Wasn't that dog from Boyd? I think there was some.
And that other, their other dog, Hunter Obama, there was
something.
Did all the kids. The Constitution. And the dog.
Shut it down! Let's go home!
That's right.
Tony Tenniel, 84.
Do you think they think he's a lib for all his nature documentaries?
Oh, yeah. Oh, gosh. No question.
Libs.
Guys at his VFW.
Alex Van Halen, the drummer for Van Halen, 71.
You guys into Captain and Tenniel back in the day?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Totes, bro.
I mean, I don't think I had a choice. They were just always on the radio.
Everywhere.
And yeah.
Were they Carpenters.
Dave Roundtree.
TV a lot, yeah.
I feel like that was a TV. Think of me,
babe, Dave Roundtree, the drummer for Blur, 60.
Hell yeah.
Turning 55 today is Robert M. Hensel. He is a disability activist who set the Guinness World Record for farthest nonstop wheelchair wheelie. At 6.2 miles.
Wow.
All right, Justin.
Let's go, Justin.
6 miles?
You can do this.
He's in a wheelchair.
Come on, Monty. You can do this.
I love the White House.
Is that like with a helmet, though?
In case he goes toppling backwards?
Yeah, we don't want to mess with concussions. Wheelchair concussions.
Yeah, you don't want wheelchair CTE. I don't know, but yeah, there's a carrot for me.
6 miles.
Did he have one of those
wheels
that are tilted in?
I don't know. I need to find
those
the video.
Those are for like super athletes.
Yeah, that's for like racing.
Murder ball.
Stuff.
Murder ball, yeah.
Yeah.
They tried to film it, but it took 23 days.
Dennis.
It's got to be a lot of the same basic techniques like Tony Hawk on a BMX, right?
Turning 49 today, Enrique Iglesias.
Maybe.
Jump rails.
Olivia Culpo is 32. That's Miss USA. She's currently dating Christian McCaffrey.
I'm also a fan.
I figured
they're
Daddy
about to
was
get married.
A
fan. Corby's jealous.
Turning 28 today.
Yeah.
Daniel Hernandez.
I want to watch.
Tekashi 6'9". He's 28. Also turning 28 today.
Nice.
I thought Tekashi 6'9", 6'9", died. Or am I thinking of XXX
Tentacion?
All right, get up. Get out. You're
thinking about Lil
Peep. Get out.
Go.
You're thinking of Tupac.
His old team. Revenge game.
Turning 28 today is adult film star Peter Pounder.
I'm also a fan.
Who I sent you a photo, Corby, if you'd like to share it with the class.
Okay.
Greatness.
Is 112 exit velocity good?
Yeah.
He's been in films. Barreled.
All right.
Is that a
Peter Pounder had 112 exit velocity?
Here's Peter Pounder with Monty and Ham's crude drawing of the rest of him with his abs and a C-section scar.
And he looks like he has Franken-penis.
Yeah.
Why did you give him a C-section scar, too?
I don't know. It's his artistic trademark.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's not a real Monty if they don't have a C-section scar.
Yeah.
Do you remember when Gordon used to draw on, like, every newspaper up at the studio?
He would draw a nutsack on somebody's chin?
Yeah. And he put a wiener on women. And
Yeah.
It was the most third-grade thing.
It really
Boba
is,
Fett is
it's almost as though
the
he
most
had
disappointing fact that newspapers don't exist anymore is that Gordon can't now
draw a wiener on him. Peter Pounder was in films such as Tasty Tushy, Hung and Horny, Make Your Stepmommy Pregnant.
Whoa.
And
why do they have to use mommy?
The one that won him an AVN award, I Inseminated My Sister.
He was in the Entourage movie.
No, I don't think he was in that.
He has a very complicated family.
He really does.
He's just knocking them up willy-nilly.
I mean,
it's tough to go to Ancestry.com and figure out that.
Yeah, Mike D'Antoni, 73.
He hasn't been invited to many.
Bill Cowher, 67. Lovie Smith, 66.
You know,
former Ranger great Adrian Gonzalez, 42. Kevin Stefanski, also 42.
The family gossip.
Adrian Gonzalez. That's that little guy that was the little
Altuve
guy.
He wasn't little in any
boat.
Any
midgets.
And they threw him down a
Alien
well.
They were hiding him in a closet.
Yeah, they put him in a well.
He was a high pick in the race draft.
Turning 37 today.
Found him in the well.
Felix Jones.
What did we flip him for, Adrian?
He's blank.
Chris Young.
Felix Jones, faster than a Velociraptor, right? Isn't that who they had him racing?
Kimba Walker, 34.
The Pro Museum.
Lane Johnson, also 34.
Boomer.
Lewis Brinson.
Johnson.
A blinter fielder, 30.
Top prospects.
Michael Penix Jr. is 24. Born on this day, now dead. Don Rickles.
The great Don Rickles.
Hey, Rickles.
When I was a kid, I just figured he was the funniest guy in the world because he was on every show. Everyone died laughing.
Every movie.
I know. Every old person.
All
they
had to do was call somebody a hockey puck and everyone would just die laughing.
Also,
there was something funny to his very curmudgeonly delivery, though. I don't know what it was, but like going back and watching that stuff. And the fact that he ragged on the guys like Frank Sinatra that no one else touched.
Yeah.
You know, like he went after royalty.
He's like Jeff Ross.
Yeah.
He perfected the cocky sniff, too.
The what-y sniff?
Yeah. Or
Day on the Stage Still
the
Dead.
Commercials where he was the carpet?
Vaguely, yes.
Don't step back, you cocky buck.
Day on the Stage Still Dead in 2021. Bo Obama, which was Obama's family's Portuguese water dog.
Oh, yeah.
The first dog of the White House.
Wasn't that dog from Boyd?
That's right.
No, I think he was from Burleson.
I think there was some.
And that other, their other dog, Hunter Obama, there was
something.
Ha! 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 Ha!